when he looked at his own data, that you had recurrence rates which were actually why bother to do the operation before he set about understanding how to go about the management of rectal carcinoma. And it was in his original work, which was largely based on autopsy on those patients who he had operated on, of that group who died so quickly, he postulated that cancer cells spread via the lymphatics, and as a result, he developed the procedure of abdominal pain, excision of the rectum. And I would stress excision. You will see in lots of publications resection. It is an excision. And it was an en bloc resection of all the lymph nodes. And in fact, he'd got it more or less right, except he misunderstood the fact you did not need to go too low below the lesion, whereby the clearance, quite close macroscopically, was acceptable. And that, of course, has guided us through the approach to rectal cancer surgery since then. But I think the key here is his background with regard to the understanding of cancer surgery and lymphatics.